Hey there, and welcome. You are now rocking with the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Garrett. Let's get it started. As you know, on the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast, we talk about sports, music, and life. Today's episode, we're going to focus on, of course, it's NFL Sunday. We're also going to focus on a couple games from last night, the newest music offering from the Ozzy Brothers, and just a quick gem that I learned along the way here in this life of mine. So we'll get started with the sports thing. And first and foremost, shout out to those University of South Carolina Gamecocks. We took care of business last night against the Kentucky Wildcats, 24-14. I'm glad that we did what we needed to do, because the past four or five seasons, we have always fallen short against them. I don't know why, but they always had our number. But this time, haha, surprise, surprise, we took care of business and cut that ass. Now, a little bit of history behind that. So earlier this season, during the SEC media days, Mark Stoops had something to say about Shane Beamer wearing sunglasses and or dancing to Soulja Boy's swag on. He basically said in so many words, he talked about culture, and then he said something to the effect of stupid sunglasses. Well, Mark, how do you feel now about those stupid sunglasses where they made your team tuck their tail between their legs at home? Maybe next time you might want to rethink about coming after our coach. So again, shout out to those University of South Carolina Gamecocks as we get ready to take some, we're going to rest up because we're on a bye week, but next week, after, I think it's next week after that, we are playing against Texas A&M. Not going to be easy, not going to be an easy game to play, but we got this. And it's very possible that we can win our next three games. We have Texas A&M, we have Mizzou, and we have Vanderbilt. So we pull off those next three games. We're going into Tennessee with a 7-2 record, which will make things quite interesting for that game. Honestly, I don't know what the hell Tennessee has done, but they've turned things around within one season. One season, and here we are. They're in the top 10. They're undefeated like it's the 90s. So the end of this season in the SEC is going to be a good one, because there's a number of teams that are undefeated. Some were expected. Some were not expected. So let's see how all this shakes out. NFL-wise, it is NFL Sunday. My Dolphins, we're not doing too hot. Teddy Bridgewater is out because he got hurt. Not exactly sure what occurred, but I guess it was possibly a concussion, but I don't know. I'm still trying to find out what is actually going on with that. Okay. Still trying to find out what happened with Teddy Bridgewater. So we need to see what the deal is. Skylar Thompson is the backup. He's doing the best he can as a rookie. Not expecting him to play as a vet, but you know, you have to show and prove. Hopefully he gets some more burn as he's showing some promise. But unfortunately, my Dolphins are not showing promise right now. A little over six minutes left in the game. So something needs to turn around, or we're going to catch that fade. On to the music front, real quick. I picked up checked out the newest offering from the Ozzy Brothers entitled Make Me Say It Again, Girl. Now, the title track is not new, as I think they dropped it in the late 70s, early 80s. But what they did was they took Ron Isley's original vocals and they mixed it with Beyonce's current vocals, in which she responded, Make Me Say It Again, Boy, you know. And it's actually a winning combination, so I got to give it to him for that. There's a couple other standout tracks. One track I was kind of like, I'm not exactly sure about this one. It's the one with Rick Ross. And not that it's a bad track, but I just feel like the Ozzy Brothers tried a little bit too hard to be hip. And, you know, they're with Ron Ozzy being 81 and Ernie Ozzy, I think he's 70. I have to look that up. You know, it just doesn't, that just doesn't really fit with them. The message behind the song is actually, you know, good, but the song itself, that's debatable. But overall, if I was rating this album, I would do it like The Source, and I would rate it 4 mics, something that you need to spin, stream, listen to all weekend long, because the tracks are, the overall album itself is fire, so it's what you want. So don't sleep on it. It's gonna reminds me of the 1996 album Mission to Please, as well as the 2001 album Contagious. And a little story behind the Contagious album for me, I'll never forget when I first heard the song Contagious. I saw the video first with Ron Isley, Shantae Moore, you know, and I was just mesmerized. It's like I had to have it. I literally went on my lunch break to Best Buy to go get this album. I was so hyped to get the Contagious album. Don't ask me why. Still can't figure it out, but I've been playing it ever since. So this is one of those albums, not quite as hype as far as getting me hype, but it's definitely one that you do not want to miss out on. So make sure you go cop that. Once again, newest offering from the Ozzy Brothers. It is entitled Make Me Say It Again, Girl. And finally, just real quick, Jim, I was thinking about yesterday. I was driving somewhere, and I was just thinking about, you know, in life, you always have to stay ready so that you don't have to get ready. And what do I mean by that? Well, what I mean by it is you just have to stay ready no matter what life throws at you, no matter what situation you're in. You have to stay ready in order to handle it, or be prepared to handle it. Quick story about me. I was thinking about a few months ago, I, you know, just going to work, walked into work, you know, it's regular Tuesday, something like that. And I'm at my desk doing my thing, and I get an email saying, hey, we're going to take pictures today at 9:30. Because my team, you know, we did something good. We got an award. And so I'm sitting there like, pictures? Well, I didn't know we were taking pictures today. And so I'm looking. Now, don't get me wrong, I wasn't dressed as a bum, but I wasn't dressed as my best either. So here I am running around looking to see if I had a spare tie, because I didn't want to take a picture without a tie. And I asked a couple people for a tie, and nobody had one. And I'm just looking like, well, shit, I guess I'm just going to take the picture as is. And I did. But at the same time, thinking back on it, had I been better prepared, such as either A, paying attention to the email that was sent the day before, or, you know, if I had paid attention and had actually was ready or stayed ready, I wouldn't have had to run around trying to find a tie. I would have been able to take the picture looking a little bit more professional than I was. Not saying it again, I wasn't dressed as a bum, but I was not as professional as I would have liked. So I say all that to say that it's always better to stay ready versus having to get ready. Because if you have to get ready, that's when, you know, you're running around like a chicken with your neck cut off, and you're just, you come across as being unprepared. And this is for anything in life, whether it be something as small as, you know, planning your day, or whether it's something huge like you're getting ready to give a presentation or a speech. You always have to stay ready in order so that you don't have to get ready. It goes back to if you're, you know, you have to have what's called your elevator speech ready. What does that mean? Well, let's just say if a senior, someone in senior leadership, whether it be at your company, whether it be at your agency, etc., ask you the question, hey, you know, give me some of your background. Like, first they ask you, you know, introduce yourself, and then they say, well, give me some of your background. What is it? What do you do? You can't stammer. You can't sit there and say, you can't do that. You have to be ready. You have to be ready to give them the information that they're looking for. As I have learned the hard way in my own career, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So always remember to stay ready. And again, that's for anything in life, right? I mean, anything. Make you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So that is a quick gem that I wanted to drop on y'all on this sunny Sunday here in the DMV. I was not able to say that for the past, I know last week it wasn't sunny and bright like this. And so I'm just happy to see the sun is out and shining down. The weather looks nice. I'm about to go outside and enjoy a little bit of it. myself, and so I suggest that you do the same, especially if your team is not playing hot right now. There's no need to waste any time, you know, getting upset and watching. Just go outside, get some fresh air. I'm about to do the same thing. So that's it. That's all I have for you today on this episode of the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast. If you like it, subscribe, share, let people know that it's here, because the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast is here for you. I am Mr. Garrett, and as always in parting, I just want to say to you peace and one love.